Okay, thank you. Welcome back once again to the starting of the technical sessions. This is a very brief presentation on the workshop objectives, expected outputs. Much of this is there in the workshop prospectus and the documents that have been circulated. The brief background, as all of us know, it's regarded as an emerging problem. But the question to reflect would be like, why has it taken so long to recognize it as an emergency, either at the national level or at the regional level? Okay, it's also been termed as the acute hepatopancreatic necrosis syndrome based on the consistent pathology that has been described. It's reported to cause significant losses. If you look at the history, 2009 China, 2010 Vietnam, 11 in Malaysia, and recently in the eastern Gulf of Thailand. So, you know, is it really spreading? Affecting both monodon and vanamide. Characterized by significant mortalities during the first 20 to 30 days of culture. That's why also being referred as early mortality syndrome. That's a very brief. You'll hear more from Don Leitner and Tim Flegel and others. Considerable work has been done. It doesn't mean that the region has not done any work with the assistance of many agencies. A lot of work has been done in the region and outside the region. This should be acknowledged. But so far, potential causative pathogen has not been really described. There are many theories and many hypotheses. But from the nature of spread, it appears to be infectious. It's still a question mark. And if you look back at the regional mechanism, NACA advisory group, way back in the 10th advisory group meeting in 2011 itself, recognized it as an emerging problem and did call the Asian member countries to increase surveillance and the reporting from the region to cover EMS-like or EMS problem. So what's the rationale? From NACA point of view, because of the importance of this emerging problem in relation to trade issues, in relation to transboundary issues, we sent out a disease advisory to all the competent authorities and leadership researchers of all the countries and widely disseminated. A circular was also sent to all governments and possible donors looking for some assistance. And as indicated in the formal opening session, DAF Australia came forward and to support this meeting, to which we are really thankful and grateful on behalf of all the member countries. OIE also took it very strongly, and they came forward to support OIE experts' participation in this meeting. From a NACA perspective, our primary objective is bringing together. So bringing together of global experts, national participants, representatives from competent authority who are key for declaring or reporting a disease, the lead research institutions which really feed the competent authority, regional and international organizations which play a major role in situations like this, and the private sector. Second major objective for us is facilitating networking and information sharing for better understanding and dealing with this particular problem. The third broader objective we have is documenting the current state of knowledge based on the expertise and knowledge that's available inside this room and the lessons learned in dealing with this particular emergency at the national and regional level. What lessons have we learned and what can we take for the future in terms of dealing with emergencies? And if possible, agreeing on a regional action plan for dealing with future disease emergencies in the region. The specific objectives, as made very clear in the prospectus, is to provide an overview of the current disease situation and its spread, with emphasis on the threat that it poses to the shrimp industry in the region, a situation analysis for China, Vietnam, Malaysia, and Thailand, the four countries that we know are affected, and identify any similar occurrences in other countries. There are rumors some countries tell we are seeing EMS-like conditions, just to see what it is. Develop some sort of broad guidance for future surveillance work by providing a field-level disease card. Case definition is already there by Professor Leitner, and even agreeing on some sort of very generic outbreak investigation templates. Develop a plan for a collaborative research on EMS, either within the region or interregionally, to identify the primary agents, risk factors, and develop, if possible, management interventions, including preventive strategies, and formulate a regional action plan to improve the surveillance, reporting, and preparedness. Participation, we have already covered this, so it's very well participated. And these are the NACA member countries. Almost all of them are represented here. Just one or two brief about the structure. There's going to be several presentations by resource experts. Whole of today is technical presentations by the experts. Then there'll be some sharing of country experiences by the four countries. Then we have four group discussions and four group presentations and a plenary session to develop some recommendations and follow-up actions. Working groups, these are the four working groups. I must say here that we did not really take the permission of experts, but assuming that they will have no objection, we have tried to put together teams which would be able to facilitate, lead, guide, and help us also in terms of coming up with some understanding of the first group is on current knowledge, knowledge gaps, and research priorities. The second group is on detection, reporting, and surveillance. Third group on biosecurity, emergency response, and disease management. Fourth group on regional disease response. Okay, and for each group, we propose to have a maximum of 22 members, excluding the four team leaders who have been requested to support us. And we will be keeping, by the end of today, some sheets outside so that you can fill in your names against the groups in which you would like to participate. And we would also like to give the flexibility for people to move around if they are interested to go to different groups. You know, it's not very rigid or it's not very... And as Ingo has very rightly told, this is not a unique circumstance. Serious aquatic animal diseases will continue to emerge in aquaculture. So while this workshop is very specific about EMS, we would like to discuss broader issues about how responses to serious diseases are managed nationally and regionally. And we are also very well aware that we may not be able to address all those broader issues. But we would like and we would request that we try to capture the major points and possible solutions. Some of the expected outputs, what we have in mind, might look ambitious, but this is what we have in mind. An increased awareness on this particular condition, current state of knowledge getting documented, a field-level disease card, case definition, and outbreak investigation template being produced for use by the other countries, collaborative research programs identified, surveillance, monitoring, and reporting programs improved in the region, lessons learned in dealing with disease emergencies documented and widely shared, and if possible, develop an action plan. Okay, and we have put together a draft outline for the report, which we would like to sort of complete over the next 2-3 days as an outcome of this particular workshop. I think with that, I stop. Thank you, and with a request that all of you use the opportunity and help us and help yourselves and help the countries to really better understand this problem and how to deal with this problem and how to deal in future emergencies that's going to face and come in the region. Thank you very much.